This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3881, from Monday, the 19th of June, 2023. Today's show is entitled Explain VATS in 2022. It is hosted by Operator and is about 20 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is I talk about VATSIM and X-Plane obsession.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio with your host Operator. I'm going to be talking about X-Plane Flight Simulator series. Now this is I'm going backwards, and I'm going to try to go backwards and get to my newer content. But this was from 2 years ago, it seems like. So I'm going to try to recollect and piece together what I was looking at and working on then. So the farther time goes by, the less I care about and am interested in and can provide context around HPR episodes. But this one in particular is very cool if you want to get obsessed about something. So I think X-Plane started out just being able to, my 7 or 8 year old son at the time, was interested in that stuff or was interested in simulators or whatever. And I said, you know what? I'll bet he would like X-Plane. So I think I loaded that up and started messing around with it and figuring it out. And there's a whole world that I completely missed back 2002. I did a HPR on this. And I don't know if it was around when I did it or if it was just not something that existed. But it's called VATSIM. I don't know what it stands for, but it's basically a simulation network for stuff, and you can basically train on it. You can learn everything you need to learn. They have here in Atlanta, they have an ATC chapter you can join where you learn all the stuff and you take tests and whatever, and it's all like, you know, supported by community people and whatever. Let me bring up some of this stuff while I'm thinking about it. So it's really fun. I got into it. I started to practice for the test. Enough to be a controller, so helping people land and all that stuff, and then eventually you get to work at like the tower or taxi people in. But the idea there is, I used to have a fair amount of time during the day to do stuff and be available. So I like during the day I could be like an ATC guy for the Atlanta VATSIM, and. It's like there's no barrier to entry or anything. You just have to be able to pass the test and you can start doing whatever, but it's all legit. Like it's all like there's no really messing around. You can be banned. You have an ID that's bound to your account. So if you do shenanigans, you basically have to create another account. And then you could, I guess, ensue hilariousness there. But for every email address, you'd have a new account and that account could be banned and there's moderation and stuff. But generally, everybody's very helpful because they know it's like all kind of volunteer stuff. But they're very serious about, people are very serious about their opinions and there's drama there too. But anyways, I wanted to share my experience with the plugins and different features and all kinds of stuff that you can do. Main thing is scenery. You can download some for free sometimes, custom scenery, custom things. I'm going to upload the GitHub stuff. Because I don't know why I deleted it. I think I cleared up my GitHub and I deleted some of this stuff because it wasn't super useful. But yeah, there's all documents for training. But the cool thing is, actually logging into VATSIM and talking back to the controllers and the tower and actually landing and doing the right things and getting the call signs right. I never really got there. I got obsessed with it, with the software side of it. So I'll kind of tell you my side and my experience. When I was running it, they had just switched to like Vulcan 3D, which is either like a slower or faster or better. So the plugins were kind of all over the place. I don't know where they left off at. But there's multiple services you can pay for, like tracking stuff. So you can bind like the latest and greatest flight nav. I think it's called like flight nav stuff that you can bind to. Let's see if I can see the VATSIM notes. I got a VATSIM folder somewhere around here. I ended up paying, when it was all said and done, I ended up paying probably $100 or so for all the different services that are available for VATSIM. So I'll kind of go over those quickly as soon as I can find them. Zach 14. Deltava.org. They are, I think it's like the Delta Club, so you can, you know, if you, you can name your plane a DL whatever and be in like the Delta Club. Fuel planners are like mapping out what your fuel is going to cost, and that I think connects to other software like Navigraph, and can help with that. There's more online maps. Rocket Route is kind of like a free mapping navigator, flight plan creator. So you create a flight plan on a website generally, and then you download that flight plan and import it into your nav. Jesus, I don't know even any of the terms. The little computer that's on your jet. Usually I do all the fancy, you know, 777s or whatever has to all the computer stuff. And then once you do that, you can sort of kind of just fly that route and go from there. Sometimes you have to go in and edit it and things like that, but in general, you can just download the flight plan. So Navigraph is the paid one that will sync up with stuff somehow and give you extra good things. Pilot to ATC, I think that's part of a piece of software that, that's a piece of software that will do the mapping locally. So that it will, basically the pilot to ATC will do, create kind of real time, whatever maps you want. And then that will sync to the, with the game too. So as the map, you know, as you're playing the game, it will sync up and show you where you are at in the thing. And then they have like overlays and stuff. So there's all kinds of plugins and stuff you can do. Simbrief.com, Simple Maps again, Sky Vector, same kind of thing. There's vatsim.net, which actually has like stats and stuff. So you can see the actual people that are playing the game. Yeah, I haven't. It's all the VATSIM network stuff. I haven't logged in in a while. But it'll show you, I don't even have an account because I'm probably idled too long or something. VATUSA, same thing, maps. Xplane.org is their forums. They have a store where you can buy certain kind of things like maps. Or I think you can buy textures through Xplane. I can't remember different. I think you can buy different. Yeah, you can buy different airlines and jets and scenery. They have scenery packs you can buy. So they have like a Georgia scenery pack. You can create your own with software. So you download the software and you tell it how detailed you want to pull in, how much you want to pull in. You want to pull in the elevation data. And then you tell it, and then that will import whatever you tell it to import and basically ruin your machine because it takes a lot of CPU resources to do some of this stuff. So that's a lot of what I struggled with was doing the scenery and stuff. Ortho4XP, ORTHO4XP. That was where I usually did most of the overlays and stuff, but you have to get it in the right order. So like you can buy like different overlays and different textures, but if you put them in the wrong order, it'll be all screwed up. So like if you get like super detailed texture and then you overlay it with like the elevation data, or you vice versa, you put the layers in the wrong way, it won't look right. So you'll have like a super detailed flat map, or you'll have like the elevation and the textures won't be there because the textures will be under the layer that you put the elevation on, or something to that effect. So the script I made was a work in progress to do a bunch of things. It would check for admin. It would check for the Xplane binary. It would see if you had a configuration in your plugin resources, and then, like it would import that. It would prompt to install stuff if there was stuff in your Ortho XP folder or AL Pilot X, which I think is another thing for creating maps and textures. Automate common plugin installs like traffic and lighting, models, planes, etc. Some of the things I pulled down was Zibo, Z-I-B-O, 737-800. And that was like a model that's supposed to be like super, you know, accurate to 737. I got another Ultimate 737-700. Ultimate 737-900, Flight Factor, and then there's like a default 747-400. I don't know if this. I think those are the ones I didn't mess with that much, but the Zeebo one I had, that was referenced in a lot of things. So depending on like the computer that you have or whatever, and depending on what software you have, the models might work better with that particular piece of software or particular plugin. So it just depends. Like, it's all just an open book, and that's kind of the problem. It's like just go. You could go crazy. Live Traffic is interesting. I think that one's free. It's a plugin that gives you like live traffic data you can import into. So if you know you're flying around ATC, there's actual that the planes that are actually around Atlanta are the ones that are in the air. Or I think also either or it just creates random traffic for you. So like that way you're not bored. And you might even be able to combine both beyond ATC and or beyond VATSIM and have live traffic running. So you have like a little bit of both. Some other plugins, single pilot assistant for Zeebo mod. Yeah, that's why, because it was a assistant app for X-Plane. Now, this is 2 years ago, so probably everything has completely changed and there's all kinds of new stuff. That's the problem with these, you know, homegrown things. AutoGate is like a plugin to help you with gating. So like the little machine will pull up and come up and pull up and give you the little guy that comes out with the machine and pulls you into the gate and pushes you out to the gate. It's kind of cute. Fly with Lua is like a Lua script based thing, which I don't think I messed with once. I did have a like autopilot thing that would land the plane for you, crash the plane for you. That was pretty cool. It didn't particularly work great. But you basically tell it, you say, oh, where the airport's near me, and you pick the airport. And the idea is that it would fly an approach to the airport for you and land the plane. But most of the time you were going like way too fast or coming in from the wrong direction or whatever, and it would like get all upset, go into circles. So it wasn't perfect. And that was all Lua scripts. Vivid Sky is a cool one. Airport Environment HD I never looked at. Terrain Radar. Avitab. I'm going through random stuff here, but the key is X-Squawk Box is kind of cool. I think that was one that would do like a random noises and stuff like chatter that you need to figure out. Anyways, I wanted to go over my VATSIM script, which this is called, the application is called VRC. And that's depending on what ATC in your area, depending on what chapter or whatever, depending on what software they use, will determine what you use for your to be the ATC person. So they use VRC. Another one is called, don't remember the name of it. I would know if it was 2 years ago. But we use VRC. And in VRC, you put in different frequencies to listen for in the client. So you have the game running, but you also have VRC running. If you want to do both, you can play and be, you know, in VATSIM and do run VRC at the same time. So that's where you keep track of people. If you have, depending on what permissions you have, you can, you know, tell people to land or you can send them messages and things like that. You start out as like a read-only person, and you're not even supposed to be logged into VATSIM for some instances. So like, you know, if you get assigned an ID for VATSIM and you like, even if you log in and you start like chatting or you start trying to do stuff, you could get that account banned. So you kind of have to know what you're doing and take the guidance from your chapter or whatever. So you don't piss anybody off, because the last thing you want to do is mess with these guys. Because all they do is like eat and sleep and breathe this stuff. But I had macros that would basically like fill in all that information for you and fire up VLC and share the VATSIM. So I actually had an open VLC server that would you could connect to, and you could hear the chatter for our VATSIM network, which was actually kind of cool. What else did I have? Audio for VATSIM. Yep, and that was like changing. Looks like landing lights on. So SIM landing lights on. So I guess I had some hotkeys for sending landing lights and stuff. So the other one was, that was my VATSIM configuration stuff. The other one was a plugin helper, which would automatically go in and scrape OrthoXP download folder. Let's see, it would check for admin. Some other cool stuff. It would set up the scenery stuff. So if you had scenery, it would set up the paths for you and put them in the right place. Again, this probably has all changed within the past 2 years, but I'm just telling you some of the use cases I used it for. Some downloading of wget, downloading the latest OrthoXP. So it actually would download the latest OrthoXP for you and run it. Looks like, wow, this is old. I've already done all kinds of cool stuff. I can make this really cool. This is Chocolatey. Are you installing stuff via Chocolatey? Yeah, it's actually installing Chocolatey. Nav data, so you can pull down nav data from the FAA. And it's older, and that's why you pay for something like, you pay for the VATSIM.net? No, Navigraph is where you get your latest and greatest, like charts. Because the stuff from the FAA is like old. And you can do it. But a lot of the integration and stuff is in the paid services. So like if you want like easy idiot proof everything, you usually pay. I think I paid Navigraph, I paid him like $160 or something. One of them I paid a bunch of money to. And then Pilot to ATC, but those two were paid services. And they gave you like a lot of integration and stuff that I really liked. And it looks like they're still all pretty active. Yesterday, Friday, May 28th. So there's some activity in that space still. So it would set up all that for you. Let me see where I was at. So it pulled down flight data for you. It looks like it would install nav data. It would pull out it would remove the old Zeebo stuff if you had any existing Zeebo plugin stuff, and it would pull down the newest one. It would pull down better pushback for you. But the idea was to make it so like people had an easy way to like add scenery and common plugins to, because for example, like if you haven't played not Space Engineers, but Kerbal Space Program, please get it. The old one is good, don't get the new one. But Kerbal Space is cool because you can like, it's an open environment, you can download plugins and stuff. So there's MechJeb, but they have what I was getting at is they have a thing called like a manager, like a download, a plugin manager. So you can just point and click, download whatever plugins. So that's what I was trying to create with this, was some kind of way for people to easily add in plugins and scenery to their existing installs. But it's pretty complicated, and it's pretty depends. So it depends on if you want to go with this site or if you want to go this other site and the different ways you can get extra textures. And if you go too crazy, then it will run like poop. At one point in time, I had like really good textures, but it ran like poo because, you know, I had them in the wrong level. I had them in the wrong order, or my GPU was a piece of junk. But, you know, I ran with it for probably got obsessed with it for about a month. Started studying for the VATSIM stuff, getting really involved with the UI and trying to figure out better ways. And then they said, oh, well, we're switching from VRC to whatever the other one everybody was using. Like VATView or SimView or something like that. And I was like, well, that doesn't particularly make me happy. And also I have ADD, so I'm kind of like already already getting bored with this, because I didn't get a lot of like feedback from the work that I was doing. A lot of people were just like, hey, you know, it works and it's really hard to set all this up. But once you do it, you know, you're kind of done, one and done. And I was like, well, if we make it easier for people to join and help, then we can get more people and stuff like that. But at the same time, if it's just because you make something easy for someone to contribute to, doesn't mean you're going to get someone that provides value. So if they're willing to go through the effort to figure out and set up the software and get it done and understand how it works, then they're probably going to have the same motivation to actually help with and be consistent and valued community member or whatever. So anyways, that's most of what I got for you in the flight sim world. Lots of fun. I will post probably the text because this VATSIM thing's pretty much useless. The VATSIM script is pretty useless, but there's the plugin helper, which is kind of interesting, and maybe some notes with that. So I'll post that up with here. And hopefully I can do some more of these for you guys.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.